pianist Don Pullen got his big break working with the adventurous jazz bassist Charles Mingus. But he's also played with rhythm and blues and blues acts. Currently, he's featured on two new recordings. On one, he plays organ behind James Brown's alto player Maceo Parker. On the other, he fronts his own jazz trio. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of the trio album. Kevin says Pullen has a range to satisfy people who like their music daring or old-fashioned.
Don Pullen has the most flexible right hand of any pianist anywhere. He doesn't just play piano with his fingers. He also shows it the back of his hand. When Pullen developed his style, he was looking for a way to bend notes on the piano, the way a horn player or a blues guitarist does. In fact, you can't bend notes on piano, but Pullen comes close. He whips his hand around 180 degrees and rolls his knuckles up the keyboard. He strikes adjacent notes so fast, they blur together. Don Pullen knows some other tricks, too. He can play with conservatory proper curved fingers, or with his fingers flat and splayed out, or with his hand cupped so he can bear down hard on tightly voiced chords. He does whatever it takes to get the sounds he hears in his head. And he moves so quickly between using the front and the back of his hand, you can't always tell where one ends and the other begins. Some pianists who employ alternative techniques use them as the basis for a radical musical language, the perennial avant-gardist Cecil Taylor, for example. But Don Pullen uses his eccentric moves to play more or less traditional jazz. For that reason, he's become the avant-garde pianist for folks who hate the avant-garde. No matter how far out his playing gets, the music keeps swinging. That's especially true on his new album, Random Thoughts, on the Blue Note label. Don Pullen's whirlwind blurs are so striking, it's easy to overemphasize his oddball stuff. He also plays the piano straight. On his solo ballad, Ode to Life, his delicate touch recalls the more classical style of Keith Jarrett. In some ways, Pullen's album Random Thoughts is a remake of last year's disc, New Beginnings. By his own admission, he doesn't enjoy composing, and his melodies tend to fall into a few basic categories: the sensitive solo ballad, the flamenco-oriented number, the bouncing tune reminiscent of Thelonious Monk. But his new album's better than last year's because of the difference in rhythm sections. For the previous record, Pullen used big-name musicians who didn't quite get on his wavelength. On the new album, he uses two talented younger players, bassist James Genus and drummer Lewis Nash. They hook up with him much better. Listen to the way they shadow Pullen on his Monk-like composition, 626 Fairfax. I like that piece a lot because of its sly humor. The tune pinpoints one of the most endearing things about Pullen's music, its charm. For all the complexity of his playing, Don Pullen knows simplicity has its virtues too. That's how he manages to be both iconoclastic and listener-friendly.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Don Pullen's new album, Random Thoughts, on Blue Note. This is Fresh Air.